and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, I wasn't planning on talking about West Nile virus, but I just heard something over the news break there, and I can't ignore it. Just to let you know, if you're concerned about mosquitoes, and who likes them? I'm quite honest. I mean, I'll be up front. If I had a phone call to a guy, I'd say, God, why mosquitoes? Come on. Or at least make it so that they don't like me. But then again, I use like Native American oils and different things that are really good. Buzz Off, I think. Buzzoff.us, is that it? Anyway, listen, they want to spray you. This isn't about West Nile. In fact, there's no evidence that West Nile virus even exists. Yeah, they made that up too. You want to read about it? Come to robertscottbell.com in the blog. My dear friend John Rappaport wrote a great piece on it. It'll cause you a question. Why are they spraying for mosquitoes in your neighborhood? Because they want to poison you. They want to poison you because they're all about the virus. Hey, it's just the virus of mosquito. It's not us. It's not Democrat. It's not Republican. It's not Paul Ryan. This is how they do it. They get you. They play you. The Hegelian dialectic is efficient and effective in realms of biology, physiology, pharmacology, and the duping goes on. If you missed last hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, you missed a devastating piece on the reality of the sameness of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Could it have been a genetic engineering experiment gone wrong, gone bad? No, but they are experimenting with engineering ethical babies. In fact, an Oxford professor in England says it's moral to do so. We have a moral imperative, an obligation to alter the genetic structure of your children to be so that they'll be ethical. Excuse me? I mentioned this earlier in the week, and I didn't get a chance to really review it on the air here. By the way, 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio. Welcome, everybody, if you're just tuning in to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Covered MS and remedies you will not hear about anywhere else in media. Last hour. You can always download it through GCN or iTunes. Same thing with the weekdays version through National News Radio or iTunes. Professor Julian Savulescu says that creating so-called designer babies could be considered a moral obligation as it makes them grow up into ethically better children. What the hell is this guy smoking? Nothing that the government holds patent on, I hope. The expert in practical ethics said that we should actively give parents the choice to screen out personality flaws in their children, as it meant they were less likely to harm themselves and others. Now, last hour, I don't even have to feign outrage. I'm trying not to raise my voice. I did that a lot last hour. I probably scared away a few old ladies that normally listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If I did, I'm so sorry. Please know that it was done with love. It wasn't to scare you. I just get a little bit of passion that flows up, rises up through me. A spirit moves me to outrage, as I believe everybody that has a lick of energy left. If you haven't totally burned out your adrenals, and if you have, the 911 burnout remedy from King Bio, they'll help you out there, okay? KingBio.com, check it out. The expert in practical, we should give them the choice. Personality flaws. Do you understand that personality is an expression of the soul through the various bodies that we were given to inhabit here as we take a body on this planet known as Earth? We have a personality. Why? Because it's filtered through the mental body, the emotional body. There's a causal body as well that carries the memories that go beyond the brain and the nervous system, even though that's an important interface
because our body is our interface from the spiritual realm to the physical down here. I know up down is not appropriate. It's not literally up down. I have a hard time describing it myself. Once you experience it, you know. And you think you're going to alter the genetic structure of an infant and they're going to somehow be miraculously ethical? This is about gaining spiritual experience. The ethics don't come from your genes. Yet this academic is probably an atheist. Also editor-in-chief of the Journal of Medical Ethics, an oxymoron. He called it the Journal of Oxymorons. Made his comments in an article in the latest edition of Reader's Digest. Oh, yes, that's where we go for all of our medical propaganda. And there are loads, loads of propaganda in Reader's Digest. I didn't even know they still published that thing. He explained that we're now in the middle of a genetic revolution. What? Genetic de-evolution is where we're destroying our genetic integrity with genetically modified organisms. We talked about genetically modified Olympians, now genetically modified babies. And they are arguing for this. Really? Scientists are arguing. These are, I mean, they should be sent scientifically up to the planet Mars so that they can engage in something that doesn't harm humans. Of course, the Martians are not going to be too pleased about that. Genes. Do you think genes, genetic determinism, is it? Are you still under that impression? Don't you already know about epigenetics? I've interviewed Bruce Lipton, biologist, brilliant guy over the years many times here. I probably need to get him back on board. Bruce Lipton talks about epigenetics, the biology of belief, the biology of complementary medicine. The fact is your beliefs literally cause your genes to change. No engineering required. No interruption of the zygote of the fetus. No mechanical manipulation. And you can literally alter your future by what you do today, by what you believe and then what you do based on that belief. Case in point, the reason why I think it is a criminal act against women to do a radical preventive mastectomy. Why? Well, my sister had breast cancer. My aunt had breast cancer. My mom and grandma had these breasts are just ticking time bombs. Take them away. No, they're not. There are predispositions. In homeopathy, we've known about it for a couple of hundred plus years. Dr. Samuel Hahnemann was brilliant. Talked about miasms. Inherited predispositions that never have to manifest based on doing something different. Hello? No insanity here. Beat your head against the proverbial brick wall and expect it not to bleed? That's insanity. Do it again? It's even more insane. And that's what this scientist is exhibiting, a level of insanity. A level of genetic insanity, screening out personality flaws. That is insane. Irritable bowel syndrome, that's something caused by doctors, through vaccination, through antibiotics, through registered dietitians who don't understand a lick about whole, unprocessed foods and that endorse synthetic artificial sweeteners because they don't want you to get diabetes, which is caused by a lack of chromium, which they don't even know about. Unless it's chromium picolinate, which is basically patented by the U.S. government, as the theme continues here. The patents of penicillin, the patents on cannabis, to prevent you from utilizing the form of chromium that actually would reverse the type 2 diabetes and hypoglycemia, would actually protect the chromosomal integrity. Yes, the genetic integrity of the little child being developed in mommy right now could be protected so much more if mom... The mom-to-be was taking 100 micrograms of the glucose tolerance factor chromium that you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. 100 micrograms three times a day. You know, the March of Dimes would have to pack up, shop, and go home. Yeah, that's right. All the billions that have been wasted on research to look into what? New drugs or genetic engineering to eliminate birth defects? How about removing the toxic poison burden? How about increasing the selenium, the GTF chromium? You follow me here? That is what we're talking about instead of adopting a Nazi eugenics movement system. Speaking of that, you got the super soldiers. Yeah, Marvel Comics comes to life. The Mail Online talked about this. We've talked about this many years ago. The army of the future. Soldiers will be able to run at Olympic speed and won't need food or sleep with gene technology. You believe that? This is bull squat. There is no way you're turning a human into a robot. I mean, heck, that's already been done by television. That's already been done by the Republican and Democratic Party. You're too late to the party, you genetically engineered scientists. Republicans and Democrats have successfully turned most Americans into robots because they're going to pull the lever for Barack Obama or potentially Mitt Romney. And Paul Ryan, who claims to have a lot of foreign policy experience because he's voted to send your boys and girls to undeclared wars overseas. So it's already been done. Sorry. Super soldiers? No. We got sheep Americans. Robot Americans. Yeah, you're not going to need to sleep. You're not going to need to eat. Uh-huh. Pharmaceutical fantasy. You will burn these soldiers out to death before they even get shot up by the enemy or themselves, as they're shot up by the Pentagon with experimental vaccines before they even go into the theater of war. Is this not amazing? Are you awake enough, alive enough, aware enough, detoxified enough to hear this message? If you are, all I ask is that you tell somebody. Do yourself and your family a favor. Tell somebody about the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not fooling around here. Yes, I know I goof off a little bit. We do some irreverence too, some silliness. And we'll see if we can fit it in. But this is an important message, that one that wakes you up, if you're not already. I think you are if you're here with me today. But helps others to listen in and start going, huh, maybe I've been lied to by those that have purchased the government. Maybe I don't want to be a DARPA experiment where they medicate me or genetically engineer me or my children. Maybe I don't want to be on the receiving end of a hollow point bullet as the Social Security Administration, Homeland Security, and other departments in the corporate United States load up on ammo. For who? Maybe for you. We'll talk about that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we come back. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
They're doing what? What, Ted? That's why they're buying them? Oh, breaking news across the wires here. The National Weather Service is buying 100 million hollow point bullets, and they claim it's to shoot down hurricanes. No, I'm not kidding. Hurricane season, they're down to the eyes now. They've got the hollow point bullets, evidently. They shoot them up into the hurricane, and they create so much drag on the hurricane that it just shoots them right down. Okay, that and other lies here on the Robert Scott Bell Show about the government's purchase of billions. Billions and billions. Where's Carl Sagan when you need him? I got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All the stories are up. Check it out. Sign up for email alerts there. And you can call me 800-259-5791. Liar, liar, extra, extra. The big media lie about the U.S. government's purchase of over 1 billion rounds of anti-personnel ammunition. I mean, hey, that was as good an explanation as anybody else has come up with, right? As the government says, yes, our Social Security Administration offices, we need a zillion hollow point bullets. Oh, yeah, but, I mean, we just do the same thing that police officers do. What? The federal government does this? What, couldn't they go to the sheriff? No? Couldn't do that? The Weather Service needs it? National Hurricane Center? What? Who else needs this stuff? Billions. Of course, the new media is covering this, right? Mike Adams, Natural News. Drudge Report covered it. InfoWars. That's right. Covering it right. But the old media? Oh, just trying to dissuade you from, there's nothing to see here. Move along. Move along. Nothing to see here. Hollow point bullets. Banned by the Geneva Convention in warfare, but good enough for our Homeland Security Department to tackle the real war, the war against the people of America. We the people are the great danger to the growth of government. So we the people must now be declared enemy combatants. Do you understand why the NDAA was written the way it was? Indefinite detention of America. They had to overcome the constitutional limitations. And even as Obama with his signing statement says, well, I wouldn't intend to use this part of it. That kind of sucks. I don't like it. What is he doing? He's defending it against the broad coalition of right and left suing his administration and others for signing it, for actually putting forth this thing that would violate about every amendment that there is. 750 million rounds of ammo purchased by the Department of Homeland Security. Hollow point bullets. They need them. Who's coming over? Al-Qaeda is coming over? You need 750 million rounds to fight off a few people in the desert? Taliban coming over? They have no interest in coming here. Put two and two together, you numbnuts! Of course, the mouthpieces of the old media. And you're still going to vote for Mitt Romney because you don't like Barack Obama. You think he's better. Where's he on this? Oh, yes, we must fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. What? Then why do you need 750 hollow point bullets? The Department of Homeland Security here. Paul Ryan's not going to go against that. 174,000 rounds of ammo purchased by the Social Security Administration. Yeah. The stories are there. We've covered them. And they're downplaying it in the old media. 1.4 billion rounds of ammo if you add up all the contracts. 1.4 billion rounds. Why do they need it? Why do they need it? And the government, they're not saying. You figure out. Look at this article at Natural News. I've got it linked up in the show notes. $1.4 billion? Who needs it? Department of Homeland Security? Are they going overseas to attack the enemy? No, they're right here. They got, what, four bullets for every man, woman, and child in America right now? Never mind that self-defense is a divine right. There's a YouTube up and everything at Natural News that Mike Adams has put up. And then there's this other article, Policy Mike. When Ron Paul supporters are listed as terrorists and the Social Security Administration is buying up loads of ammo, you know you live in a police state. Where's Jeff Foxworthy? When you know you're a redneck, if you know you live in a police state, when? You support the Constitution? You quote the Founding Fathers, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison? You're a lefty or a righty and you like the 10th Amendment Center? Do they have a hollow point bullet for you? It's the nonviolent, peaceful Americans that are trying to overturn the tyranny, trying to turn back the clock in an advanced health sort of way, where we'd actually restore the Constitution. And I've said it many times, my friends, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you ignore your Constitution, you do so at your own peril.
just as the Founding Fathers warned us, if we would ignore our Constitution on a national or federal level, much less the state level, that it would be at our own peril. Is this the hour of our peril? It was the mishandling of intelligence leading up to 9/11. We had all the warnings that led to it, on top of the reference points to somebody on the inside knew it was an intelligence operation. And because of that, the Project for a New American Century, PNAC, was able to have their new Pearl Harbor to militarize the rest of America and the world, to engage in a never-ending police action that would be called a war on terror, which was bogus to begin with. And then the federal government holds patent on what? Penicillin, chromium picolinate, cannabis, and then it outlaws the things it has in terms of cannabis, things that could cure cancer, could eliminate the need for the psychiatric military-industrial complex. You can't use that. No, you can't use that. And you like Ron Paul, and now you're the enemy of the state? What if you're a libertarian? What if you like Gary Johnson? Does that make you an enemy of the state as well? Who is not? Who is not at this point? We the people are the enemy of the state. Anyone who believes in liberty, who believes in their rights that have descended upon them, if we can call it that, from God and not government, are considered now the enemy. Even Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mika's daddy, the Council on Foreign Relations lackey, world government guy, said to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 2007 that Bush's war on terror was a mythical and historical narrative. Again, PNAC, I talked about that. We've talked about it with my dear friend Liam Sheff. Have you read Official Stories yet? Everybody needs to get a copy of Official Stories and go through all of the official stories and see them for what they are. Lies, half-truths, and more lies to control and manipulate you into voting for a Republican or a Democrat. As long as it's not Ron Paul. They want you to vote for Ron Paul. They may or may not want you to vote for Gary Johnson. Who's the constitutional candidate? I don't know. Have you figured out that they're using your energy against you yet? Every bit of your energy is being utilized to purchase hollow point bullets that are targeting not terrorists, but people they're describing as terrorists, people who believe in the Constitution, who have no interest in a violent, bloody war of any kind, who simply want to be left alone, to utilize the God-given freedoms that our government was supposed to, at its origin, and if it was honoring the Constitution as it was written, to protect, just to protect, not to target you because you threaten the growth, the cancerous growth of a government that is so in debt that the debt can never be repaid. Therefore, the government is warning the banks, be prepared for a collapse that you're not allowed to prepare for, because if you do, then you are also considered a terrorist. You follow me? You see what's happening here? We got a lot more to talk about on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including the Ron Paul delegates being ousted in Massachusetts, egg yolks being dangerous. Egg yolks are dangerous for you? Oh, boy. I might have one or two things to say about that. If you'd like to chime in, go ahead. You got a little time left. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, I give a lot of props to Ron Paul, and he deserves them more than I could ever give him. And his strategy, in fact, of utilizing the old guard Republican Party as a messaging platform. Because think about it, if he ran third party, he would not have been involved in the whole debate cycle back in 4 years ago as of this cycle as well. And a fraction of those would have heard. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a wise guy. Wise guy. Oh, wise guy, huh? No. He's a guy filled with wisdom, no doubt. He's a master in his own right. And he understands the principle of non-interference, of non-violence. And he's been a real living example to a lot of spiritual ideals that I strive for. And I'm grateful for that. Very grateful. And we knew from the get-go that the so-called powers that be, establishment Republicans and beyond, would work against it. It's shocking, in fact, how much he's been able to work them and work that system to make things that were utterly unmentionable now almost a part of the Republican platform, like auditing the Fed, right? Like actually balancing the budget. Not that Paul Ryan wants to do it until 30 years from now, or Mitt Romney. I covered it. If you missed anything today, please go back and listen. I talked to you about the reason that Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, Obama, they're all the same people. There's no real difference. And I went through it, a bunch of them. Go back and listen. Download through iTunes if you missed the show, any of it. Or at GCN, you'll get the archive. Or Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio. But to be surprised by what the Republican Party is doing, they've just ousted the delegates in Massachusetts. I mean, you want to talk about disenfranchising your future? The Republican Party is done. They're over. They're over, and this is a guy who's not a Democrat either. They're done. They just kicked out the kids. The next generation Republicans are gone. Evan Kenney has just turned 18 and registered to vote for the first time when he campaigned to be an alternate delegate for the Republican National Convention, lauding Ronald Reagan's principles and blasting Keynesian economics at the Linfield Caucus in April. The Wakefield High School senior beat out several well-known Massachusetts Republicans, including the party's most recent nominee for governor, Charles D. Baker, Jr. But earlier this month, Kenney was one of 17 delegates and alternates disqualified by a Republican committee deciding who gets to represent Massachusetts Republicans as the National Convention in Tampa. Kenney and others had failed to deliver in time an affidavit that they just made up. You need to do an affidavit swearing under penalty of perjury that they would support Mitt Romney. Yeah, this is what you got. Goodbye, Republican Party. It's been nice knowing you, or maybe not. Been nice knowing you, or maybe not. It's done. It's one and done. They're out after this, if they even get in. But it doesn't matter, as I said, unless it's Ron Paul, unless it's somebody the bankers don't want, then you're screwed. Unless you withdraw your consent now. Withdraw your consent now. In Maine, we still don't know what's going on there. We'll be talking with Ginger Taylor as soon as she's ready to talk to me about it. Maine Ron Paul supporters still don't know whether they'll be seated at the GOP convention. Even the governor there has said he won't go if they're not seated. These are criminals. These are scum-sucking pigs in the Republican Party. These are one-world-order odor-eaters. These are not Republican-loving. I mean, that in terms of the Republic of the United States. These people don't love the Republic. They're for a one-world order. They're just as bad as the evil Democrats on this. We don't want anybody that really supports liberty. I mean, we'll talk a good game, but seriously? Balance the budget? Seriously? Audit the Fed? Seriously? Declarations of war instead of indefinite police action and police detention of Americans through the NDAA? Seriously, we really got to roll that back? We were just kidding about all that. That's just rhetoric. We didn't expect you to actually believe it. You people that came into the Republican Party because of Ron Paul, you're not welcome here. As I said, unless there's some sort of miracle coming up at the Republican National Convention, withdraw your consent. If you vote for an establishment candidate, you're part of the problem. Tell your friends. Let them know in no uncertain terms. I know it's not nice to say that, but we're long past niceties here. They want to enslave your great-grandkids. Oh, your grandkids are already enslaved. Yeah, sure, give them a Social Security number. Right, aha, joke's on you and them. They're going to have to dig themselves out unless you understand the power to heal is yours, like we refer to it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Egg yolks, are they bad for you or good for you? Stand by, I'm about to let you know after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Excuse me while I light up an egg yolk. Oh, I got to smoke an egg yolk. Please, let me smoke an egg yolk. Now, they're equating eating eggs to smoking. Oh, it just gets so good here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we pick apart the scientific dunderheaded community. Yep, a new study says eggs may be on par with cigarettes when it comes to heart health, right? Light up that stogie, but make sure you dip it in an egg yolk before you light it up, so it can be really bad for you. Maybe then you'll stop smoking. Researchers at Western University in Canada surveyed 1,200 patients about their egg and cigarette consumption. Yeah, I just mix my cigarettes right up in my scrambled eggs. I mean, why bother smoking it? I'll just eat it. What is this? Then they used ultrasound to measure plaque in the arteries. They concluded then in the study, published in the journal Atherosclerosis, that people who ate more eggs over time had more plaque in their arteries and equated eating eggs to smoking cigarettes. Now, this is about the stupidest thing I've ever read out of many stupid studies that we cover. I can't even make this a moment of duh, because it isn't like they found something that is obviously true. They found something that is obviously false, so it doesn't work the same way. But the study's lead researcher, his name is Dr. David Spence. He said in a press release that the study has shown that yolks make plaque build up more quickly in the arteries. About two-thirds as much as smoking. In the long haul, egg yolks are not okay for most Canadians. Okay, you Canadians that believe this, please send us your egg yolks. Send us your eggs. Send us your Canadian eggs if they're clean and free grazing. Now, I will grant you that Americans and Canadians, if you're eating factory farm chicken eggs, there could be a problem there. Antibiotic residues, salmonella residues, who knows what else is in there? Not ideal, because these chickens are eating, what are they eating? Are they eating chicken scraps? Are they eating camel dung? What are they eating? Crap, of course! You expect to have potently nutritious eggs from chickens that are being fed the way they are in factory farms? If you can call them farms, they're just factories. They're chicken factories. They're chicken egg factories. But thankfully, there are some researchers who are standing up to this. Dr. Stephen Nissen, who chairs the Department of Cardiovascular Medicine at the Cleveland Clinic Foundation, said in an email, "This is very poor quality research that should not influence patients' dietary choices. It is extremely important to understand the differences between association and causation." Sure, yeah. Also to recognize, how about, Nissen, can you say that cholesterol doesn't cause heart attacks and heart disease? If you go along there, I'll give you more props. He didn't say that. But let's say you eat high cholesterol-laden egg yolks. Does that increase your cholesterol level significantly? No, marginally, if at that. And remember, you've heard it here for years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that cholesterol is the great protector that keeps you alive long enough should you have inflammation of the cardiovascular system. That inflammation is due not to cholesterol. It is due to excess quantities of toxic poisons, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. It is imbalanced nutrient consumption. It is too much calcium, as it is calcification. In response to what? Inflammation, injury, damage.
to the arterial wall, the lining of the venous system, which then necessitates the patching, the repairing that you hope would occur to keep you alive long enough. If it didn't happen, kids would be dropping dead of internal bleeding. Yes, that's right. 18 and 19-year-olds, as found during the Korean and Vietnam police actions, wrongly called wars, 50 years ago or more. 18, 19-year-olds coming back in body bags. They found advanced stages of atherosclerosis, arterial disease, clogging of the arteries. Why? They were beginning to eat refined foods. Sure, smoking had something to do with it. Toxic cigarette fumes. But the biggest problem, the liver is unable to handle these toxic poisons. And in certain body types that lend themselves to this, those toxins circulate. And those toxins inflame the lining of the arteries, like I mentioned. One of those toxins is a metabolic waste. A metabolic waste known as uric acid. Uric acid can create inflammation, damage to the cells, the lining of the arteries, that then necessitates the patching and repairing. Why? Because the liver is unable to process the uric acid into the salt of the acid, into the urate, to the urine, to be peed out of the body. And therefore, your detox pathways are clogged. That is why you need to increase selenium levels. You need to actually increase omega-3 essential fats to reduce the swelling and inflammation. Increase your saturated fats from clean sources, and you will promote healing of tissue. But you won't hear that anywhere else in the mainstream, old, polluted, toxic, FDA-approved media. You have to be right here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week. When we come back, chemo is not bad for babies, and drinking during pregnancy is okay. What? Oh, man, more absurd stories I got to cover? That's right, that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
One and all for being here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. We expand to the world of Health Talk Radio Monday through Friday. Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar kicks in tomorrow through National News Radio, noon Eastern. And you can download it for free after the show's over every day through iTunes, National News Radio, as well as all the archives here at Genesis Communications, GCN. And I appreciate you being here. This is a place for health, freedom, and liberty, and chemo for kids. Not! No, not chemo for kids! No! Wow. Do you believe this? There's a story claiming that chemotherapy during pregnancy doesn't cause complications? You got to be kidding. They wrote this with a straight face? Diane Sawyer, World News, reporting on this? Yeah, growing evidence that pregnant women with cancer aren't putting their babies at risk by undergoing chemotherapy treatments. Well, hell, then why not just smoke, too, during pregnancy? And while you're out, do some crack, do some methamphetamines? What else can pregnant women do now? Oh, but whatever you do, don't take vitamin supplements, right? No supplements allowed. This is amazing. They're really saying this with a straight vent. Infants whose mothers were treated with chemotherapy weighed less, but that doesn't mean anything. They acknowledge that, but that doesn't mean anything. But they were not at higher risk of birth defects, blood disorders, or loss of hair. And what of their long-term prospects? Oh, well, they didn't mention that. They didn't mention that. They did say that more pregnant women are cancerous because they're waiting to give birth to a child till later in life. But that's not even true either. It's because they become more toxic the longer they're on the planet if they don't know what to do, if they don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show every day, 6 days a week at least. Give you one day of rest, okay? I sometimes get one day of rest as well. This is an amazing story. Small body of scientific research has increasingly brought hope to women who are pregnant with cancer or those who become... That's not hope. That's destruction. That's damage. This is Nazi medicine again. I mean, you know how much they say, don't do this, don't do that, don't take that. And they usually do it about natural stuff, too, right? It's always about, be careful taking that herb while pregnant. But don't worry about the chemotherapy. What is chemo? It's toxic poison. It's mustard gas for the 21st century. And they're arguing that it's good for kids, or at least it's not bad for them during pregnancy. Excuse me? It's disgusting. Do you know a doctor who believes this? Leave from their site. Be done with them. This is unbelievable. Yet at healthfinder.gov, they don't go so far into say drinking is okay, right? Chemo is okay for you, but drinking is not okay because it reduces height, weight, head size in the kids whose mother who drank heavily while expecting. Wait, didn't they just acknowledge that chemo does that? And they don't want you to drink alcohol, but it's okay to get chemotherapy. What the... Do you understand why we're going down? The government's going down. This is lunacy. Who's arguing for this? Of course, the government. The government dunderheads, the oxymorons. Of course, you know, drinking heavily. But, you know, remember what alcohol is. Alcohol is a normal metabolite of the Krebs cycle of digestion. It's not that you don't know what to do with alcohol. You do. You drink heavily, you're going to, you know, dehydrate. There's going to be a lot of other problems. You're going to deplete your minerals. That's the greatest concern I have, the mineral depletion. But chemotherapy wipes out your minerals. It wipes out whatever selenium you may have. And most people that are undergoing chemo didn't have it to begin with. That's why they got cancer. They were so devoid of selenium. And so now they're saying, yeah, well, we agree you shouldn't drink alcohol during pregnancy, but it's okay to take chemo. You listen. We cover this issue all the time. In fact, Dr. Batar and I talk about it. If you haven't picked up his book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, read it. I mean, it's a blueprint for keeping the doctor away and keeping chemo away. Oh, I'll remind you, September 21st and 22nd, we have a big event, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Advanced Medicine Seminars with Dr. Batar. Advanced Medicine seminars.com. We'll be talking about that and more tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show Advanced Medicine Monday. If you're in the Philly area, anywhere near it, you want to plug in, definitely. It's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Also, I know everybody's thinking about Tampa right now. Why are you thinking about Tampa? Because it's the Republican National Convention that's coming up. Republican National Convention's coming up. Well, guess what else is coming up? I've got an event in Tampa afterwards. No, it's not the same day, but afterwards. It is the 6th of September. Remember the 6th of September. 7 o'clock at Abby's, a health food store in Tampa. It's a great store. And I'm going to be talking about gut health, inflammation, immune system, back to school, shots, all of that stuff. Public lecture at Abby's health food store in Tampa, Florida. Abby'sHealthAndNutrition.com. 813-265-4951. If you want information, reserve your space. September 6th, 7 p.m., Abby's in Tampa. I'll put some things up on the web as well. You can plug in 813-265-4951 if you want to call them, get more information about it. But why are they promoting, not Abby's, but these scientists in the government, promoting chemo for pregnant women? I mean, do they just want to avoid telling you that there are ways to cure cancer without chemo? Of course they do. The medical monopoly. This is what Mitt Romney will continue. Paul Ryan will continue. Barack Obama and Joe Biden are continuing. Hillary Clinton would continue. They're all a product of the global cartel to limit your freedom, to limit your consciousness, to enslave you in so many ways. Are you part of the slave class? If you vote for Obama, if you vote for Romney, you are. That is my declaration here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If it upsets you, hey, call me up. If you don't have time to call me up live, then call me up, 866-939-BELL. Tell me that I'm wrong. I'm not. You can go ahead and try. 866-939-BELL. If you think voting for Romney is going to be any different, yeah, I'm not an Obama fan. You know that. Hello. Hello to freedom. When you withdraw your consent, withdraw your energy. That's the most powerful thing you have. It's more powerful than a speeding hollow point bullet. Gandhi knew it. Martin Luther King knew it. How many others have known it? Jesus knew it. Even though you have an obligation and a right of self-defense, what they're doing is not defense. They're looking to offensively take you out of the food chain because you believe in liberty. Because you want to live in a country that is acknowledging and defending liberty rather than trouncing upon it. Because you want your kids and grandkids not enslaved to a debt that can never be repaid. That is simply through your tax dollars being funded through the Federal Reserve to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Therefore, they must buy hollow point bullets. You understand? We got more on this and lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio. Check it out. Plug it in. Sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all of those who say thank you here by sponsoring us. All the links are in robertscottbell.com show notes as well. Simply reminding you, till next week, till tomorrow, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.